Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Midweek Tarot Forecast. I am your host, Tarouk Bashaw, and let's get started. Oh, and I have on the phone with me, Miss Aluna Odette.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Tarouk.
Good evening. So I am here shuffling the cards. Okay, I'm going to lay them out. So how have you been?
I've been wonderful. Looking forward to the midweek. Sometimes
okay.
I get a little insight out of your readings, too. So
yes. So I want people out there listening to connect to my voice, connect to my cards as I connect to you all out there and connect the strongest resonance of energy for this reading. So let's lay these cards out. Okay, so the present position is the Ten of Wands. Okay, now the Ten of Wands, this is a card about hidden intentions. It's a card about two-facedness. It's a card of ambiguity, oppression, fatigue. You know, this is a card about being oppressed and somebody draining you, somebody wearing you out, okay? Because in my card, in my African deck, it's showing a very frail, skinny man, very tired, and these creatures behind him basically scavenging off of him. So they are taking from him, taking. So somebody out there, you're being drained, you are being used and abused by somebody who is two-faced, who is not really on your side, who is siphoning energy out of you, okay? So this must be a psychic vampire, somebody who you are dealing with in your life, okay? So that's the present position. So far, yeah, somebody out there, you are dealing with a person who is not good in your life, somebody who is just not a good force, okay? So that's the present position. Now, the next card is the immediate influence, and it's the Eight of Swords. Okay, so yeah, this is very deep. The Eight of Swords, this is a card of a crisis, of provocation. This is a card of obstacle. This is a card about you having to defend your space. Now, going with the previous card, you know, this person is draining you. So the immediate influences are about you protecting your space, you protecting your root, you know, your center, your being, and showing that you are defending it, you know. And I even see here it's showing some back and forth going with somebody. Maybe this is a relationship that I'm seeing, and I kind of see some cheating involved in here because I see maybe somebody even sending you emails or text messages telling you that they are with this person. So it seems like this person is either cheating on you or I think they're cheating on you, okay? And you're staying, okay? This person is draining you. They might be using you for money. They might be even living with you and just draining you, and you're putting up with it. It seems like you keep on going back to this person who is just abusing you emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally, verbally. But it is showing that you're waking up to what they are doing, because it is showing a fight back, starting to fight back and, you know, something like, you know, hold on, okay, like, wait a minute now, you know, things are getting a little too hot and intense, so you have to basically stand up for yourself and fight, because in the card it's coming out like a demon, so it's showing you fighting off a demon. And that's the personification for this person, this negative influence in your life who is causing you this trouble and is causing you this conflict, and it's hurting you. It's hurting your pockets, it's hurting your heart. So, yeah. Now, the goal or destiny is the death card. Okay, this is a very deep reading over here.
The transformation.
Yeah, the death card, you know, it's the card about letting go, which is what you have to do. Let go. It doesn't matter how long you've been with this person, how long you have been in a relationship with them. This is the card about transformation. It's about new ideas in your mind, you know. Listen to your friends. Maybe your friends have been speaking to you and telling you, let this person go, you know. Let this person leave. You don't need them in your life to define who you are as a person, okay? So this is about new ideas and profound emotions and renewal of your ego, because it seems like you needed this person to validate you and to make you feel like you are wanted or needed. So they made you feel desired, and it seems like you'd rather be in a relationship than not be in one at all. So you'd rather put up with the siphoning of energy, with the abuse, with the cheating, with the lying, with the two-facedness, the hidden intentions, with the conflict, the fighting, the crisis. You want to deal with all of that only because you're with somebody, you know. So the death card is about letting go of the past. Forget that you've been with them for 5, 4, however many years. Let it go. It needs to die, because if it doesn't die, you die, okay? So let it go. That's the goal or destiny. Now, the next card is the Distant Past Foundation, and it's the Lover's card. So like I said, this is definitely about a relationship. This is definitely about somebody, you know, who is in love with somebody, but the person is not returning, you know, this love, you know. And the Lover's card can also symbolize a test. So you're being tested, okay? You're being tested by the universe. When things like this happen in your life, it's not a coincidence. You know, you have been doing this for years. You have been letting the same people come into your life over and over again, abusing you and taking you for granted and taking advantage of you and stealing from you. So the Lover's card is definitely showing, you know, in the past, this connection with this person. Maybe things were good in the beginning. Maybe you did have that attraction and, you know, that balance that this person gave you, you know, and everything was good. And, you know, it was just abundance and fertility and vitality. And you both were in love, you know, at one point in the past. And maybe you are hanging on to that. You are hanging on to the idea of what the past was. So you're thinking about, well, you know, 5 years ago it was good. So that's what you're hanging on to. When in reality, you have to face the now. And what was the now? The present position, the first card, the Ten of Wands. Okay, so you're right now being worn out. So the past and what happened, it doesn't matter. Let that go, because it's not what's happening right now, you know. Stop focusing on the past. The past happened. This person clearly is not displaying the same personality traits and the same emotions to you that they did in the past. So you need to listen to the goal of destiny, okay, which is going to happen because that's the destiny, and let it go, okay? So that's what you're going to have to do with the distant past. Now, the recent past is the Five of Pentacles. So, you know, this card is symbolized in my deck, the African deck, as a man-eating demon. Okay, this is about poverty. It's about lacking or shortage. It's a card about just dryness, the desert, no money, you being tired, worn out, you know. So this person is using you for money. They probably are not working, okay? So you're the one that's working. You're the one that's giving, and they are eating you alive. They are the man eating or woman eating demon who is taking from you, okay? And that's a theme here that I am seeing, is taking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're not returning. They are just devouring you, and you are letting them. This is some sadistic, sick stuff going on here, okay? This is a very tumultuous, abusive relationship on many levels, and I do see intensity here. It is an intense relationship, you know, and maybe that's what you're holding on to, is the intensity of it in the past, but, you know, the negativity and all of that outweighs the positive. So So it's like, let it go. It's okay to be single. It's okay to learn to find and love yourself, because clearly this is what you need to do. This is what you have been lacking, is self-love. You've been trying to find it in somebody else, but that has not been working because this person has been abusing you on so many levels, okay, that they're about to leave you with nothing. Because that's the recent past. Dryness, nothing, desolation, just the worst that could happen. And this is on a physical level, and even with money, because the Pentacles is about the earth. It's about the physical. So, you know, that's what I'm seeing with this card. Now, the future influence, and the final card is the Six of Swords, okay? So the Six of Swords, this is a card about moving on. This is a card about traveling, moving to another place. It's a card about leaving the negativity behind, because I see here a dark entity represented in my card by a dark cloaked figure, but they're bound by the Six Swords, and the path is clear for this warrior to walk through and walk in his path without anything standing in its way. And that is what you need in the end, is to have your path cleared and move forward without having this person try to hold you down and just take advantage of you, okay? So in the end, this has been beautifully, you know, displayed about you moving on and letting this person go, okay? So whoever's out there listening, please take heed to this reading and let them go. So, yeah, you guys. So do you have any little final words, Aluna?
No, I think you did excellent. That was intense, like you usually deliver, so.
Yeah, very intense. All right, you guys. Well, I think we're good here, and thank you all for listening. Please stay tuned for our Saturday show. Aluna, are we finishing the wand suit?
Yes, we are. Next, this Saturday coming, we'll be finishing the court cards of the wand. So we'll visit the page, king, queen, and the knight. And then we're going to do a fun show in between. We're thinking about something for Valentine's Day. So if you're listening in now and would be interested in possibly receiving a love reading for us, this sounds like some love
definitely.
Advice stuff right here.
Well,
this
and whoever
like
this
some
is,
love advice
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever this is, let that person go before Valentine's Day, okay? Don't fall for it. Don't fall for that one day on the 14th. They buy you the roses and the flowers or whatever, and you're like, oh, my God, I think
and they make everything
she, you know,
better.
Yeah, but no, don't fall for it. Cut it off. Be strong. And that's what I'm seeing here. You're going to be strong in the end. The Death card and the Six of Swords is definitely cards of strength and reasoning and using your mind and letting it go. Definitely.
Absolutely. And just to finish up, if you want to keep up with us in our shows, we are on Twitter at TriChalice, okay? T-R-I Chalice Tarot @. And yes, we'll post all our shows, all our links. You can check out our archives, visit our other shows. And thank you so much for listening, and have a good night.
Yes. All righty. Well, good night, everyone.